Now, if you have children of any age, I'm sure they're on Facebook or MySpace or Bebo, any one of a number of social networking sites, and you are no doubt fascinated and sometimes anxious about what goes on online. Last week, we asked for your experiences of trying to keep track of what they're up to. Some of you don't think you should spy. Others are doing their best.
My 16-year-old son has consistently refused my requests to be his friend on Facebook, as he thought I would be constantly spying and checking up on him, as indeed I would be. So imagine my delight and surprise when, after my 12th request, I saw that he had accepted me as a friend. I immediately went into Facebook to look, only to find that it was the wrong person. Same name, but a different person. I am now friends with a 23-year-old Australian cattle rancher who lives in Queensland, and his hobbies are booze and women. He does, however, have the same name as my son. What I fail to understand is why he accepted an old woman living near London who he has never heard of before, let alone met, as his friend. My son is still refusing my overtures of friendship. Well, he has 530 friends already.
I am appalled. Do parents really think it's okay to spy on their children by Facebook or any other means? My daughters and my older son are my Facebook friends. My younger son prefers not to be. I don't challenge that. It's his choice. I have instructions to be careful what I say on my daughter's Facebook walls, and that is all. I'm sure their trust in me would be broken forever if they thought I was spying on them.
My 14-year-old daughter uses Facebook. I have her login, and she's happy that I have access to her account, as she genuinely has nothing to hide, and originally wanted me to farm her crops on Farmville while she was at school. Since I have such wide access, I'm able to see what her friends post about themselves. A rare few have posted pictures of themselves in their underwear, 14-year-old girls. As a result, I've contacted their parents or their school, as they have no idea of the risks they run, and clearly have other issues if they feel the need for that kind of attention.
Having my mum on Facebook has never been a problem, as besides the odd drunken comment and revealing photo, I have nothing to hide. As an 18-year-old, watching my 53-year-old mother try to understand status updates, photo tagging and Facebook chat is highly amusing, as opposed to fuel for an argument. In my opinion, if teenagers are doing things they don't want their parents to see, are they really things that they want the rest of their 500 friends to see?
Sorry, but in a nutshell, if you want your kids to accept your friend request, it really helps if you're friends in the first place. My son and I share everything on the net. I even moderate his favourite gaming forum. Popular with his friends. Wish my parent was like you. The important thing is to explain the dangers. Most important of all, start young. It's like potty training. It should be normal that parents are interested and part of it. Oh, and intercept all emails. Doesn't mean you read them, but you are aware. Last but not least, no computers in the bedroom. Pretty simple, really.
I just had to get a lesson from another mum on how to use Facebook. She spends most of her evenings on it. Now I'm on, I've discovered the reason why my friends have lost contact with me. They're all on Facebook. Social networks are just an extension of the social spaces that have always existed. Our children are going to need to know how to behave appropriately in these social spaces to get on with their lives. And if we prevent them from learning how to do that now, they'll be in danger because of naivety later in life.
And thank you for all your emails.